Chapter 15. Your room's ready, said Sophia. We stood together, looking out of the window at the grey and windy garden. It was getting dark outside, and as we watched, two people came through the hedge and walked back towards the house. The first person was Brenda Leonides. She was wearing a grey fur coat and moved quickly and easily like a cat. As she passed the window, I saw that she was smiling. A few minutes later, we saw Lawrence Brown walk through the hedge. It didn't look as if he and Brenda had been for a normal walk. There was something secretive in the way they returned to the house. I wondered if it was Brenda's or Lawrence's foot that had snapped the twig. That made me think of Josephine, and I asked Sophia where she was. "She's probably with Eustace in the schoolroom," Sophia replied. "I'm worried about Eustace."
"Why?"
She frowned. "He's behaving so strangely lately, since he's been ill. I don't know what he's thinking. Sometimes he seems to hate us all."
"He'll probably change as he gets older. It's just a temporary thing."
"Yes, I suppose so," said Sophia. "But I do worry, perhaps because Mother and Father don't. I didn't notice until I came back from the war, but they are a strange couple. Father lives in the past with his history books, and Mother makes everything into a scene from a play. She arranged that meeting tonight because she was bored and wanted a dramatic scene."
"Forget about your family, Sophia," I said firmly.
"I wish I could. I was happy in Cairo when I could forget about them."
I remembered that Sophia had never mentioned her home or her family. "Is that why you never talked about them?" I asked. "Because you wanted to forget them?"
"I think so. We're all too fond of each other, and we all live too closely together, all together in a little crooked house. We haven't grown up separately and become independent. We're all tangled together and have grown up crooked."
I remembered Edith de Havilland grinding the weed under her foot, just as Sophia added, "like bindweed." And then suddenly, Magda burst through the door and turned on the lights.
"What an incredible scene that was," she said. "Eustace was so annoyed, and I love it when Roger gets angry and pulls his hair. And Edith really meant it when she offered Roger her money. She'd do anything for this family."
"It must have been hard for her after her sister died," I remarked, "especially because she disliked old Leonides so much."
"Disliked him?" interrupted Magda. "Who told you that? Nonsense. She was in love with him."
"Mother," said Sophia.
"But she herself told me," I argued, "that she always disliked him."
"She probably did when she first came here," said Magda. "She was angry with her sister for marrying him, but she was definitely in love with him. I know I'm right. Edith didn't like it when he married Brenda. She didn't like it at all."
"You and Father didn't like it either," said Sophia.
"No, of course we didn't," said Magda. "But Edith hated it most. I've seen the way she looks at Brenda."
Then she added, on a completely different subject,
"I've decided to send Josephine to school in Switzerland. It's not good for her to be here at the moment. I'm going to arrange it tomorrow."
"Grandfather didn't want Josephine to go to school," said Sophia slowly.
"Darling old grandfather liked us all to live together, but I think that Josephine should be with other children. Switzerland is such a healthy place. It will be good for her."
Magda stood up, smiled and went towards the door.
"Children must come first," she said as she went out.
It was a lovely exit line. Sophia sighed.
"Mother is annoying when she gets a sudden idea. Why should Josephine be sent away to Switzerland in such a hurry?"
"It might be good for Josephine to go to school," I said.
"Grandfather didn't think so," argued Sophia.
I was slightly irritated. "Did such an old man really know what was best for Josephine?" I asked.
"He did know best," insisted Sophia, "though I admit that Josephine is rather difficult. She likes to sneak around and spy on people, but only because she's playing at being a detective."
I thought about how Josephine seemed to know everything that happened in the house. Perhaps Magda had another reason for suddenly sending Josephine to school. Switzerland was a long way away.